Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating readmission on patient Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, first name Rafael, R-A-F-A-E-L, Antonio, A-N-T-O-N-I-O, date of readmission, October 21, 2022, the chief complaint, osteomyelitis of the left foot. The patient is status quo trans metatarsal amputation left foot. The HPID patient is an elderly gentleman with a history of chronic kidney disease, diabetes, atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease, and PAD. Period. The patient is bedbound and incontinent at baseline, with suspected vascular dementia, period. He had been transferred to the acute setting for erythema and virulence of his left foot, period. He was found to have osteomyelitis and underwent a transmetatarsal amputation on October 17, 2022, followed by an uneventful convalescence, period. He is returned to the facility but will require long-term intravenous antibiotic, period. He was discharged with a PICC line and is to continue ertapenem 1 gram IV daily and doxycycline 100 milligrams BID until November 25th, 2022, period. Additional medications include hydromorphone 2 milligram every 4 hours PRN, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams one daily, correction one every 6 hours PRN, insulin glargine 17 units under the skin every night at bedtime, insulin lispro 4 units TID with meals, melatonin 3 milligrams HS, nystatin cream applied topically 2 times a day, Senna 8.6 milligrams, take 2 tablets every night PRN, amlodipine 5 milligrams 1 daily, atorvastatin 80 milligrams daily, clopidogrel 75 milligrams daily, Jardiance 25 milligrams daily, furosemide 40 milligrams daily, gabapentin 100 milligrams HS, Levemir 3 ml injection, loratadine 10 milligrams daily, PRN, rifampicin 7.5 milligrams HS, Glycolax 17 gram packet. He was on Januvia on admission. This had subsequently been discontinued. He is maintained on Tamsulosin 0.4 milligrams, period. The past medical history is noted includes BPH, next number chronic kidney disease, next number TBA, next number depression, next number diabetic foot infection, next number diabetic peripheral neuropathy, next number first degree AV block, next number frequent falls, next number history of alcohol use disorder, next number hyperlipidemia, next number hypertension, next number infective endocarditis, next number MSA bacteremia, next number suicide attempt, next number type 2 diabetes, the past surgical history, forearm surgery related to gunshot wound, required skin graft, next number incision drainage of foot, next number right plantar cellulitis with abscess, left hallux abscess. The social history, he has history of alcohol abuse, as noted, period. The review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable, respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath, cardiovascular, no chest pain, no autopsia, gastrointestinal, no abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, musculoskeletal, as per HPI, neurologic, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, the vital signs, blood pressure 137/83, pulse of 76, respiratory rate 18, temperature 97.7, weight 168.7 pounds. In general, he is alert, oriented, and in not in distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. The musculoskeletal, the region of the fifth metatarsal was noted as the south and flexion. He is now status post amputation period. The plan. Correction. The assessment, 74-year-old male with history of chronic kidney disease stage 3, diabetes type 2, CBA, neurocognitive decline, found to have osteomyelitis, period. He requires wound care, period. RN to change dressing with betadine, soap, gauze, dry gauze, curlix, and Coban with light compression, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, period. Weight bearing status, right lower extremity, WPAT, period, LLE. Antibiotics as ordered until the November 25th. Period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation on Rafael Hernandez. Thank you.